Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode with Dr. Anshul Gupta on reversing Hashimoto's. Today we have a special guest with us, one of our dear clients, Pallavi, who has been working with us for a long time, and she's here to share her story of her health struggles that she went through for a very, very long time, and how she has been able to overcome those health struggles. And now, as she shared before this call, that how she's in the upward trajectory of her health and achieving so much in her personal life, professional life, you know, and health life, all of those things. So welcome, Pallavi. Why don't we start with your introduction first?
Hello, doctor. And hello, everyone. I'm happy to be here because I get this opportunity to share what has happened with me in the last 1 year of being with Dr. Anshul Gupta's care. And I would like to start with where I was in this journey. Well, the thing is that I had Hashimoto thyroid, which was not really diagnosed as Hashimoto because it went under the bigger umbrella of thyroid. So I really didn't find anybody for as long as 20 years to get the right treatment for it. And this was a time when Hashimoto was not so well known as a disease. And I think, Dr. Gupta, you are playing a very big role in this by bringing attention and awareness to how Hashimoto is actually a little different from the regular thyroiditis disease. So I would start by saying that I came with a lot of baggage to you. And I remember that when I came to you, my blood work was all over the place. I had a lot of issues with my, you know, my cholesterol levels, my triglycerides. Nothing was being washed off from the body. Nothing was working mechanically correct. But the irony of this disease is that it is an invisible disease. And normally people don't understand Hashimoto symptoms because they are so subtle. You know, you go through your fatigue yourself, you go through the changes within your body yourself, but people don't see them. And I had a similar condition of going through a lot of neglect in the body. More than the actual disease, there was a neglect of how to take care of these symptoms. So, which is why, doctor, when I came to you, I realized that all I needed was somebody who understood what exactly is Hashimoto thyroid and what it does to the body. And that's where I saw the changes happen once I got on with your program.
Great. So why don't we kind of start off with sharing some of those symptoms, you know, like which you were going through, you know, before you started with us, and how they were impacting your life.
Absolutely. So I had triglycerides issues and high cholesterol, and I had uric acid. I was having the worst sleep ever because I wouldn't sleep till 2 o'clock in the morning every single day of my life. I just couldn't sleep on time. And my sleep was restless. I didn't think I could feel refreshed when I woke up in the morning. And I would feel that there is something wrong in my system more than anything else that is not allowing me to sleep. And I wasn't being able to use myself optimally in life. So obviously the lack of sleep led to fatigue. And sometimes because I used to not sleep well, I even used to get vertigo attacks. So it used to affect the way I functioned. It affected my equilibrium. It affected the way I worked, obviously. I mean, it was more like a snowball effect on everything that I did. So when I started with you, what I realized was that it was everything from my food that was wrong. I was doing everything wrong because I was told by my doctors that here's a pill, take it every morning and you'll be fine. You're taking care of your thyroid, or you can have some iodine, or you can have less salt. It was just like a little bit of information here and there. But when I started talking to you, I realized this is like just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. And to understand this disease properly, one needed to go to the root cause of what causes this. And when you started me with the supplements, I started seeing the bigger changes. So what my body needed to combat this, what the antibodies were doing to me, I actually had no weapons to fight it till I realized that, oh, you know, don't have the gluten, it's going to help you. Don't have the dairy, it's going to help you. So slowly, bit by bit, when I started incorporating these changes, the problems that my body was struggling with, they just fell off. That's all it needed. It just needed the proper guidance. So I would say that there is a big confusion out there between what is thyroid and what is Hashimoto thyroid. And that is the key for people suffering from this disease to get well sooner.
When you started with us, like looks like you also had other bodily symptoms of several like body aches and joint pains, and you were not really able to do much, like in your daily routine. So talk us a little bit more about those issues.
Yeah, like I said, it was one thing that was leading to another. It was, a cascading effect. I'm not surprised that I had so much pain. I had swelling in my joints. I was tired in the body. And I think that was also because I wasn't sleeping well. So it connected. The whole thing was a package deal for me. So when I started off again with you and the medications, I started sleeping properly. I would even call them medications. I call them like, they're supplements, of course, but they're more like an army that's working for you, that's protecting you. So when I started off with those kind of, systems to work in my body, those kind of support systems, I realized that, automatically things do fall in place because the body knows how to heal itself. This is where I started benefiting from.
So then tell us a little bit more about how your life has changed and how your symptoms have improved from what they were.
So, doctor, I look at it like this, that I have been with this condition for 20 years, okay? And I have been with you for a year. And in that 1 year, I think I have achieved more than I would have ever imagined on the damage that was done in the last 20 years. So, to be realistic, I would say that I have not completely come out of it. But just to give you an idea where I am, I'll tell you this. I exercise most effortlessly. My energy has gone up superb. I can lead a perfectly normal life. I sleep on time. I wake up in the morning. I feel refreshed. I have checked my blood reports. All my tests are normal. I'm doing perfectly fine. I also had a pigmentation problem because my hormones really went haywire. So today I came for this interview without a single trace of makeup so that I could just be as I am in front of you and in front of your, clients or audience because I want people to know that this really works, I know that there are some niggles here and there, like my antibodies. I'm still trying to sort of get them under control. And that might take some time because we are talking about, 2 decades versus 12 months, So you have to be fair on the body and you have to give it time. So I'm here and no complaints.
That is great. That is great. So that's awesome that you were dedicated and you did all the things that we asked you to do, and it looks like you did see results. So kind of tell a little bit more to people, like what they should be expecting, because it's not easy what you did, right? So what are the things that help you in this journey to kind of do all the things that we told you to do? And what are the few things that you found like different, like about what you were doing or about this whole program that kind of, makes people feel that, okay, this is for them, that this will also give them results.
Yeah, I think that's a nice question, doctor, because I think as much a role a doctor plays, it's also the patient, how the patient cooperates with the doctor. So that is the true key for success. And in my case, I came to you a very indisciplined person because I was really confused what was happening. So my habits were sort of governed by my system. And when I started off with you, what I realized was that if I could just follow what you said and stick to my discipline and persevere it, I would see results. Because if I did it for a week, I would see the results at the end of the week. And then if I slipped over the weekend or if I slipped after a few days, like 10 days or 15 days, I would see that, oh, I'm slipping now because it's showing in my, body, in my system. So it sort of keeps you on track, your own body, if you learn how to listen to it. So I would say a good combination of listening to your doctor and listening to your body, it works very well, And the other thing I would say is that because it's a very silent disease in its own way, it's very subtle. It's very important to block out the extra noise around you, because there are many people who will tell you, like they told me, oh, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You don't have this, you don't have that. I wasn't so much overweight what people expected me to be, or, I wasn't having brittle nails or hair fall, the obvious symptoms that people expect. And they just did not take my condition seriously, only because they could not see the visible symptoms. So I would say that you must learn to trust yourself. If you know that something is wrong, you have to focus on that and then find the right person who will help you for it. So from that point of view, I would say that to come to your question, I would say the one takeaway, if that's what you're asking, is that you work with your doctor in such a way that you give full cooperation. And I found your temperament extremely, extremely supportive. Because when you find a doctor who's patient with you, who understands what you're going through, you are in a space of comfort with the doctor. And I think that helped me a lot, rather than, somebody just telling me, just do this, do that, without listening to what I have to say. So yeah, let me take the opportunity to thank you again for that.
And it's a pleasure, it's always good to see people getting better, and it makes our day when we see great results, and it gives us that, we are on the right track, and we can help more people. So that's great. Thank you so much for sharing all this information. Any parting words you have before we kind of end for today?
Well, the only parting remark I think I would say is to trust yourself. Whenever you have a disease, just trust yourself so that you hear your own voice to find the right person who will help you. I can't underline that enough. You have to find the right person. I've been through a lot of doctors in the last 20 years, and I find it my great fortune that I met you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Absolutely. Before we end, I think, can you just say a line about, like your introduction? I think we forgot that piece.
I'm Pallavi, and I'm a writer. I'm also an artist. I was a journalist for many years. I also was hosting a television program for some time, and now I am independent worker at home, and I'm working on my next book, and I take private orders for paintings, and it's a beautiful life.
Awesome. Thank you so much.